Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomy. Meteor showers are caused by the debris from comets passing through the orbital path of Earth, leaving dust and tiny fragments of rock which ionise as they fall into Earth's atmosphere and give us some pretty lights to look at. That is, if you are in a dark enough spot, usually best after midnight, in the wee small hours, to look up, and at the moment there's some big meteor showers around. The Eta Aquarids will start around the 20th of April and will continue right up until May the 21st. The sky will be the darkest during the new moon, which is on the 8th of April and 7th of May. This meteor shower is called the Eta Aquarids as the meteors appear to emerge from the constellation of Aquarius, so look to the east. And it'll be more visible in the southern hemisphere, which is just as well. And at its peak, we can expect to see up to 30 meteors every hour. At this time, Saturn is a great nighttime object to go see. It rises at about 9:30 and will be around all night long. It's everyone's favourite, as you can see the rings through even a modest telescope, and it always looks outlandish. In fact, the more you are used to seeing things through a telescope, the odder it appears. At the moment, Saturn is quite close to Mars, looking like a bright yellow disk in the constellation of Scorpius. And Scorpius is one of the easier constellations to find, as unlike most other constellations, it actually resembles a scorpion in the sky. So here's some odd facts about Saturn. Some of Saturn's icy moons may have been formed after the dinosaurs roamed the Earth. New computer modelling of the Saturnian system suggests the rings and moons may be no more than 100 million years old, which is infantile in cosmic terms. Saturn hosts 62 known moons, and all of them are influenced not only by the gravity of the planet, but also by each other's gravities. A new computer model suggests that the Saturnian moons Tethys, Dione and Rhea haven't seen the kinds of changes in their orbital tilts that are typical for moons that have lived in the system and interacted with other moons over long periods of time. In other words, these appear to be very young moons. The age of Saturn's rings has come under debate since their discovery in the 1600s. In 2012, French astronomers suggested that some of the inner moons and the planet's well-known rings may have recent origins, and the researchers showed that the tidal effects, which refer to the gravitational interaction of the inner moons with fluids deep in Saturn's interior, should cause the moons to move to larger orbits in a very short time. Moons are always changing their orbits, and this allows us to use computer simulations to tease out the history of Saturn's inner moons. And doing so, we find that they were most likely born during the most recent 2% of the planet's history. By looking at computer models that predict how extended a moon's orbit should become over time, and comparing that with the actual position of the moons today, the researchers found that the orbits of Tethys, Dione and Rhea are less dramatically altered than they ought to be. The moons don't appear to have moved very far from where they were born. The researchers concluded that Enceladus would have moved from its original position to its current one in just 100 million years, meaning it likely formed during the Cretaceous period. So the question arises, what caused the recent birth of the inner moons? And our best guess is that Saturn had a similar collection of moons before, but their orbits were disturbed by a special kind of orbital resonance involving Saturn's motion around the Sun. Eventually, the orbits of neighbouring moons crossed and these objects collided. From this rubble, the present set of moons and rings formed. So there we are. Our solar system continues to evolve and change, and nothing stays the same. Tomorrow night at the observatory, there will be an open night and a free talk by Professor DJ Pisano on how galaxies got their gas. That's at 8 o'clock in the evening. And after the talk, you can get to see around the observatory and have a look in the telescope. So that's 8 o'clock tomorrow night at the observatory. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.